Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. The Tony Award-winning play, The Curious Incident of the Dog and the Nighttime, begins its run at Proctor's Theater in Schenectady this afternoon at 1:30 and will run through Sunday, November 27th. Hailed as one of the most fully immersive works ever to wallop Broadway by the New York Times, the play by Simon Stevens, adapted from Mark Haddon's best-selling novel, is directed by Tony winner Marianne Elliott. 15-year-old Christopher has an extraordinary brain. He is exceptionally intelligent but ill-equipped to interpret everyday life. When he falls under suspicion for killing his neighbor's dog, he sets out to identify the true culprit, which leads to an earth-shattering discovery and a journey that will change his life forever. Benjamin Wheelwright played the role of Christopher on Broadway and is one of the actors playing the role on the road, and it's a great pleasure to welcome him to the Roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Hello.
Very nice to have you here. How did you get the role originally?
So I auditioned for the show when I was living in London for 2 months. I was overseas, and I sent in a self-tape. That was seen by the creatives in New York, and I auditioned for the show in the West End.
Yeah.
That then took me back across the Atlantic and to New York to audition for Marianne Elliott and all the casting directors in New York. And then it was about a month that I didn't find out that I had heard that I got the part, which is a long time. And I was constantly calling my agent, asking if I had booked it, and they would say, no news is good news, no news is good news, which was very painful to hear. But luckily I had this amazing trip to Europe, a life-changing trip, just like Christopher experiences in the show. And then it all sort of accumulated to me moving to New York and starting working on the show.
Give us a sense of what it's like to play this young man. He is 15 years old. How old are you?
I'm 23.
There you go. So, but just you can certainly pass for 15 years old. So, what is that like playing a 15-year-old kid who is on the spectrum? He's it's not initially established as to what we know about his condition, right?
Right. Yeah. Mark Haddon in the novel and Simon Stevens in the play never clearly defined what Christopher has.
Yes.
So we leave it up to the audience to interpret his own brain and go away with their own interpretations of it, which is really, we like to think of the show as a show about difference and tackling universal themes of, you know, leaving home for the first time and parenting and the sacrifices that come with that and bravery. Ultimately, the journey that Christopher goes on is a story of immense bravery for a boy at 15 years old to only live on one street and to take this incredible journey across, you know, the country. Something so foreign to him really taps into, I think, emotions and stories that everyone has in their own lives. So that's really how we like to think of the show. It's not a show about a symptom. It's a show about difference and how a young boy sort of tackles and finds his own way in the world.
For you as an actor, mm-hmm. 2.5 hours, that show, I mean, it's you.
Yeah.
There are other people, of course, in the show, but we're watching you. And that seems as if, I'm not an actor, mm-hmm. but it seems to me as if it would be a great challenge to do that. That it would be a rather challenging role.
Absolutely. I think it's the biggest challenge I'll may ever face in my career, but
yeah.
Hopefully not. But this is an immense challenge. And just if you're a fan of the book, like it's written in his perspective while he's writing the book, that's the way we stage it. So it's everything that you see on stage is sort of takes place in Christopher's brain and anything he wants to have happen. If he wants to, you know, fly off into space, if he wants to walk on the walls to avoid a crowd in Paddington Station, you know, anything he will to have happen happens, and he flies off into space. So to have the lights and the sound and the projection all serve that narrative is so much fun to play with, and the specificity of the movement and the lighting and the language is such a huge challenge, and it really feels like you're shot out of a cannon at the top of the show, and it doesn't stop for 2.5 hours.
No, it doesn't. And one of the things that I thought of is that here is a show that could be overtaken by the technical gadgetry, if you will, but it just adds to the experience. But it's still, as I said before, it's still on you, mm-hmm. and the cast, and it's really fantastic. And then there is that quality as you're driving home from the show of saying, wow, how do they do that? Because you really do, you have that sense of wonderment.
Mm-hmm.
which is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Some of my favorite moments in rehearsal are when there isn't any lights and sound and projection, and you're really just looking at the story and you're
yes.
experiencing the story, and you're realizing that this show is amazing without all the gadgetry.
It is.
And then adding all of that on top of it, it blows your mind.
I was just reading the script last night to reacquaint myself, because it had been a little while. I saw it in London shortly after it opened, and I got the... and I was so excited because I was a big fan of the novel. And it's one of those things that you, I would say, rare, where it's better than you could have ever hoped for it to be in an interpretation of a novel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it's so different, but it's so faithful and wonderful.
Yeah, the brilliant minds that created it, I have no idea how they did, but it's one of the best adaptations of a book into a play I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It really is.
Simon Stevens was the one that did the adaptation from the book, right?
That's right, yeah. And a bunch of people wanted to adapt it originally from the book into a movie or a play, and Mark Haddon, the novelist, he said, no, it'll never work. And, he's quoted in saying that Simon Stevens' brilliance-ness keeps proving to him that he was right all along, Yeah, so it's amazing what they've created together.
I have to say, just a quick tangent, but I just saw Simon's Heisenberg on Broadway.
I haven't seen that. How is it?
Oh, my God. It is amazing. It's absolutely stunning. Just a beautiful show. But there again, it is now just a very thin stage with two actors and I think two chairs, and that's about it. Hmm. And it is just the language, and it's absolutely beautiful.
When the show was first done, it was at the Coslow, which is the small space at the National Theater, and they
yes.
didn't have any lights of projection. They had chalk, which Christopher would use to draw on the ground. They had, 12 white boxes, and that's it.
Yeah.
And the story was still told, So it's just, it really encapsulates, the power of theater and imagination, that you can create this amazing odyssey with just... some lights, some amazing actors, and imagination.
Are you exhausted at the end of the
show? Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
But adrenaline is a hell of a thing. So I'm ecstatic by the end of it. But it really makes you feel like a superhero, being on that stage for 2.5 hours. And you complete every show, and you're like, yes, I deserve a beer after this.
But you're only 15.
I'm only 15,
You are not the only actor playing on the tour.
No, because it's such a physically demanding part,
yeah.
it's always cast with two actors playing Christopher. So myself and Adam Langdon, incredible, incredible actor,
yeah.
we share the part on the tour all across America this year. Yeah.
Is it... how often had you done it on Broadway? How long were you doing it before doing the tour?
I did it. I started in September 2015, mm-hmm. and I was doing it twice a week on Broadway, and now I'm doing it 3 times a week for a whole other year. Yeah.
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 And when you do something like that, and you think, well, this is, I guess my ultimate question is, does it fascinate you how audiences react to it? Because I would think that after a while, once you've got it down, even though you're obviously in the zone, that there is an understanding of how it's being processed by the audience.
Absolutely, yeah. They are our last character in the play, the audience, and that's sort of what makes live theater live.
Absolutely.
And the joy of it. So, and taking this show across the country and seeing how different communities and states react to it, it's been fascinating to hear what they're listening to and what they're reacting to. So,
tell me if I'm out of place saying this, but just a plea to the audience: stay till the end.
Oh yeah, yeah. there's a good reward at the end if you
stay. Yeah, because when I saw it, like, people were just getting up, like, no, sit down, stay to the end.
Yeah, there's a little Easter egg, if you will.
Yeah, that's good. So just stay at the end.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's great. when you think about doing something like this, and as you say, it's an incredible physical challenge. How do you get ready for something like that?
That's a good question. It's gone through many different phases for me. At the beginning, I was very structured with my warm-up routine, and that, you know, I've had a year and a half almost with it. So it's sort of become a different thing, but tons of physical work. We do an extensive fight and lift call before every show just to make sure that everyone's on the same page, because if we aren't, you know, there's the possibility that people might get hurt. Tons of water. You have to eat certain things before a meal, not other things. So you're not, you know, getting sick on people while you're being tossed upside down. And
always a good idea.
Always a good idea, you know, yeah. Just being conscientious of your other actors, you know. And then you just sort of have to take your time, get in the zone, be quiet for a moment, and then you step out onto that stage and you just go, and you just sort of have to free fall for a bit.
Is it easier to celebrate Thanksgiving in Schenectady, given that you're Canadian?
It is. You know, I was just in Florida. We were just in Florida for 3 weeks, and they were playing Christmas music in this mall, sort of open mall area with palm trees, with snow machines pumping out fake foam snow.
That's not right.
The Canadian in me was just, I was so proud to be Canadian at that moment. I was like, this isn't Christmas. This isn't fall. So it's good to be back in the cold. My skin feels, you know, I'm in my weather. It's good.
And what will the tour bring you to Canada?
I don't know. Not this year.
Yeah.
If it extends, who knows? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you, is it nice to be in a place for a week? I mean, is that a cool setup?
The tour life is really interesting. This is my first national tour, setting up shop in one place for a week and then packing up at the end and moving town is really exciting. I haven't hit the wall of it becoming taxing. Maybe that'll happen, you know, when a Delta flight is canceled for, you know, delayed for 3 hours, but that hasn't happened. And we have such a great team, and to travel with these phenomenal actors and be inspired by them daily is just such a treat. And I'm every day wake up so grateful that I'm surrounded by these amazing people. So I think that's what's most incredible about this tour, is that you really get a sense of living with a touring old time traveling caravan show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, in that sense, circus is in town.
Exactly. That's what it feels like. Yeah.
And you come.
Yeah.
I don't know about the rest of the stuff, but I can almost guarantee you the Delta will screw you at some point. Just saying.
They're not a sponsor on the show.
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's public radio. The Tony Award-winning play is The Curious Incident of the Dog and the Nighttime. It begins its run this afternoon at 1:30, and you will be on stage for this afternoon's performance.
I will be. Yeah.
Excellent.
Saturday evening and Sunday matinee as well.
Wonderful. We look forward. Thank you very much. Benjamin Wheelwright is playing Christopher. And again, it's at Proctor's Theater. We'll have performances beginning today, running through Sunday, with the exception of Thursday. You have that day off. And you can go to proctors.org for more information. Benjamin, a great pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.